Unit 89. Adjectives. Various points.
Speaking and listening. The best is yet to come.
Listen and repeat.
The best is yet to come.
Nothing is certain but the unforeseen.
Hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Listen.
SOPS Bookshop. Books on science fiction, the occult, the paranormal, and the supernatural. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I wonder if you can help me. I have a list of books that I'd like. The first one's quite well known, I think. Inquiries into the Supernatural. Have you got it?
Naturally, sir.
Oh, good. How about Encounters with the Paranormal?
Well, we normally have a few copies, but we haven't got any at the moment.
Ah. What about Thinking the Unthinkable? Have you got that one?
No, I don't think we have. Sorry.
Never mind. Have you got The Best Is Yet to Come?
Well, we've ordered it, but it hasn't arrived yet.
Ah.
Listen.
SOPS Bookshop. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. I have a list of books that I'd like. Can you tell me if you have them?
Certainly, sir. What are the titles?
The Naked and the Dead by Norman Mailer.
That's an American novel, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm afraid American novels are not among our specialities.
Oh, I see. What about British novels? Have you got Jude the Obscure by Thomas Hardy?
No, sorry. British novels aren't among our specialities either.
How about Ivan the Terrible by Ian Gray and Alexander the Great by R.L. Fox?
Ah, those are biographies, aren't they?
Yes. And biographies are not among your specialities either, I suppose.
That's right. Our specialities are science fiction, the occult, the paranormal, and the supernatural. That's what SOPS stands for. I suggest you try Bob's Bookshop.
Sorry?
B-O-B-S.
What does that stand for? Biographies and other bestsellers?
Oh, no. Bob is the name of the owner.
Oh.
Utter nonsense.
Listen.
Mystery still surrounds recent events at the SOPS Bookshop in London. The shop, whose principal specialities are the occult and the supernatural, disappeared on Saturday night. Where it used to stand, there is now an empty space. The owner of the shop, Victoria Benson, believes that the astonishing disappearance is the result of a paranormal event, or was caused by occult forces of some kind. "I believe this is the only explanation," she said yesterday. However, in the opinion of Dennis Wright, a former assistant at the shop, this is utter nonsense. He told our reporter, "Exactly the same thing happened while I was working for her. She had a shop in Cambridge which also disappeared overnight. I believe a team of men removed it, brick by brick, in the early hours of the morning. Why would she do it? Well, the main reason was publicity, of course. She'd do anything for publicity. This was not the sole reason, however. Don't forget that Victoria is well known for her strange sense of humour," Mr. Wright added.
What are you afraid of?
Listen and answer.
Are you afraid of these things? Snakes? Spiders? Flying? Deep water? High places? The occult?
Listen.
Victoria Benson, this is the second paranormal event which has affected your bookshops. Aren't you a little afraid of what might happen next?
No, but I certainly consider myself lucky to be alive. I've been working late at the bookshop on Saturday evenings recently, usually alone. I wasn't there last Saturday, but I might have been.
Where were you, in fact, when the event happened?
I was at home, asleep.
Ah, so you know what time it happened, then?
Not exactly, no. I am simply supposing it happened during the hours of darkness.
I see.
You journalists and radio people are all alike. When something extraordinary happens, you refuse to believe it.
Well, it's quite hard to believe that your bookshop simply disappeared.
Haven't you ever heard of the Bermuda Triangle? Ships disappear there all the time.
Yes, but a ship in the middle of the ocean is one thing. A shop in the middle of the city is another.
I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Listen and repeat.
She's so cold.
I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Listen.
And that was Jo Dolan with You're Such a Good-Looking Woman. Well, if you've just joined us, my studio guest is Victoria Benson, the owner of the SOPS bookshop, which disappeared recently in mysterious circumstances. We're talking about that disappearance and about the paranormal in general. And Victoria has also chosen some music for the programme.
Yes, I've chosen I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters and You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
I notice that both those titles include the word so.
Yes, the letters S-O are the first half of the name of my bookshop.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I chose I'm So Excited because it's true, and You're So Vain is for all the journalists who refuse to believe in paranormal events.
You don't like journalists very much, then?
Journalists are such cynical people that even if they saw a paranormal event with their own eyes, they would still think it was a trick.
Song.
Love is a desert.
In the desert, the sun is so bright that you don't dare to look at the sky. And the sand is so hot that it burns your feet when you stand. But in the cold of the desert night, you can stand under the desert sky, and the air is so clear, you can hold the stars in your hand. It's a beautiful place, but it hides so many dangers. Such a beautiful place, but it's never really a friend. Don't go into the desert. It shows no mercy to strangers. Don't go into the desert. You'll never come out again. Sometimes your smile is so bright that I'm sure everything is all right. But your anger can burn like the heat of a desert day. Sometimes your eyes are as bright as the stars in the desert night. But your voice can't be so cold that it freezes the blood in my veins. Your beautiful face is sometimes the face of a stranger. It's such a beautiful face, but I don't know what I should do. Love is a desert. It's filled with beauty and danger. I went into the desert where I fell in love with you.
fluency.
Listen and repeat.
In some cases, in many cases, in all cases,
to a large extent, broadly speaking,
what it comes down to is this. That's my basic point.
Listen.
Well, Victoria, thank you for being with us this evening.
It's been my pleasure.
To sum up briefly what you've said, in many cases, although not in all cases, strange events have a paranormal explanation. Scientists, broadly speaking, do not take such explanations seriously. And the disappearance of your bookshop is an example of a paranormal event.
That's right. What it comes down to is this. We should all keep an open mind. To a large extent, paranormal just describes things which science cannot explain at the moment. But people who are interested in the paranormal are not necessarily crazy or looking for publicity, although, of course, in some cases they are. Scientists and journalists do not have all the answers. That's my basic point.
Well, thank you again. It's been very interesting.
Thank you.
Back to normal now with some more music. This is a song by the Beatles. Everybody's got something to hide except me and my monkey.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
So, how was your American holiday?
Oh, my vacation, you mean? I had a great time.
Do you like going on holiday alone?
Well, I wasn't really alone. I visited some friends in New York, and then we all went down to New Orleans to visit some other friends there.
Mm.
And we were only going to stay for a couple of days, but we were having such a good time that we stayed for a week.
Very nice.
And then I went over to the West Coast. Oh, I took a look at the Grand Canyon on the way.
Oh.
And after that, no, before that, I mean, I had a few days in Dallas.
Mm.
Well, anyway, to cut a long story short, I finally got to California and stayed with the Colbys for a while.
So what about the job in public relations?
Well, it seemed like a good idea at first. I was really tempted, but in the end I decided against it. I realised something important, you know.
And what was that?
Well, on the whole, I quite like being a courier. Well, I've certainly enjoyed it up to now.
Yes, and maybe the best is yet to come, as they say.
True. Anyway, the basic question was, do I want to live in California and try to get rich? Or do I want to carry on working as a courier and travelling to different places?
Mm-hmm. And you decided that job satisfaction was the main thing?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Has anything exciting happened while I've been away?
Not really. Business as usual, you know.
How's Jeff?
In Portugal.
Sorry?
He's in Portugal.
I didn't say, where's Jeff? I said, how's Jeff?
Oh, sorry. I'm half asleep today. He's fine.